Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome, welcome, welcome. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on where you're listening from. Welcome to Amazing Grace Extraordinary Truth Ministries. I am Elder Lydia Togba, servant of Jesus Christ and your host for today. Amen. Let's pray to the glory of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, just thanking and praising you, Lord God, for your presence. Lord, recognizing what your word says, where two or three are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst of us. Lord God, I thank you for your presence even right now. Father, I'm asking that you open the minds and the hearts of your people on today, those who are listening, Lord, and even as you are doing that, move in the atmosphere right where they are. Father, in the name of Jesus, and take up everything, Lord God, that has come against them, every presence that has come against their life, Lord God, and leave your peace there in your life. I speak life and peace in the name of Jesus into the atmosphere, into your environment. I leave a blessing of God Almighty. Even as we're going forward, open your heart and your mind to the Spirit of the Lord right now in the name of Jesus as the Word of God comes forth, Lord God, grab a hold of their hearts, grab a hold of their minds, encourage them, ignite them on fire, Lord God, for you and for your great cause. Oh God, we love you, Lord Jesus. We give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. Amen. Welcome again, people of God. Welcome all those of you. You are certainly welcome, whether you know the Lord or not. His presence is here. Amen. And we give him glory. We give him honor and we give him praise. It is the Lord that we uplift on today. So today we're going to talk a little bit about God's amazing grace. And I hope you don't mind. There's some noise going on in the background. I can't really control that. But hopefully I can speak loudly enough so that you can hear me and not so much the distraction in the background. So we're going to talk about God's amazing grace, and I'm just going to go ahead and read, the introduction that you saw as you were going on to Blog Talk Radio first, and it says, God's amazing grace. Some of us seldom think about how much the Lord loves us, but he does. More than we can imagine or even fathom in our mind's eye, he loves us. It is by his grace, his unmerited favor, that we live, all of us. He loves us all as individuals and as a group. He sees our secrets, he knows our faults, and he still loves us, still blesses us, still wants us to have his very best. Whew, the unmerited favor of God is precisely that. He loves us and cares for us in spite of us. We don't deserve it, and yet he covers us by his grace. Glory to God. When I was seeking the Lord about a name for this ministry, his grace and truth became very, very prominent in my mind, so much so that I began to search scripture regarding his grace and truth. And I praise God for how extraordinarily amazing it truly is. Amen. And I'm speaking of the grace and truth of God Almighty. And that's how that name came to be. And our founding scripture, amen, for this ministry, amazing grace, extraordinary truth, comes from John 1:17. And that scripture in the King James Version says, for the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. The NLT, the New Living Translation, actually says it this way. For the law was given through Moses, but God's unfailing love and faithfulness came through Jesus Christ. Amen. Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries is a ministry of Jesus Christ that is based on and is intended to be a reflection of the grace and truth that came through Jesus Christ. Amen. As the Spirit of God empowers us, we live by, love by, move by, exist by his grace and his truth. His amazing grace and his extraordinary truth is our leading force. It guides us. It saved us. It is making us. It's healing us. Oh, my God, it is uplifting us on today. Even as I speak, people are being uplifted by the amazing grace of God Almighty. And I praise God, amen, for his hand in among you. Amen. Let's take a closer look, glory to God, at his amazing grace. I want to give you some definitions and some actual Hebrew and Greek words that come directly from Scripture about his amazing grace. The Hebrew word for grace, and I am so sorry, I do not know how to pronounce it. I actually could not find a translator that pronounced it well enough that I would be able to pronounce it, but I am going to give you the spelling so that you can go back in your time of prayer and your time of study and take a look at it. And that word is C-H-E-N. The Greek is and I honestly, it has such a hard R in it that I really would rather not pronounce it, but I'm going to give this to you as well so you can go back and look at it. The Greek is C-H-A-R-I-S. Amen. I'm not very good at those trilling of those R's, and my pronunciation would sound very, very American. It would not sound like it should in the Greek or in the Hebrew, I'm sure. But I praise God, amen, because those things are there for you. And unfortunately, I mean, in even giving you those words in the Hebrew and in the Greek, the depth of emotion that is expressed in the Hebrew and Greek terms are lost in the English translation. But I'm going to give you the definition the best that I can, amen, through our English language, and try to express, amen, the extreme love and extreme emotion that the Lord is expressing when he is giving us of his grace, his unmerited favor. Amen. It means unmerited favor. It also means kindness to those who do not and could not, who do not deserve it and could not ever deserve it. It reveals a love that is beyond comprehension and that exists with conditions, amen, and exists, I'm sorry, and exists with conditions as a matter of fact. This exists without condition. I'm sorry. His love exists without condition, and as a matter of fact, his love, amen, is so extreme, amen, that he went further than any man could ever. His love is expressed in such a way toward mankind that it has no conditions, no boundaries, no borders. It has no limits. And we see that in his grace. It is such an extreme that we cannot comprehend it. We cannot understand it. Amen. And he loves us in spite of us. We cannot deserve his grace. That's why it's called his unmerited favor, because we can't pay for his favor. The amount of money it would cost, it would take, does not exist. We cannot earn his favor. He gives it freely and without ulterior motives or any obligation, and it's not out of any necessity. God does not need us. He reigns on us anyway. In spite of us, he rains his favor upon the just as well as the unjust. So the Lord gives his favor to those who love him and who obey him, as well as those who don't love him and don't obey him. He rains his favor upon those who don't know him at all, who don't call upon his name, who do not believe that he exists. He rains his favor upon all of us. Grace precedes qualification. His supply, of grace is inexhaustible. God never runs out of his grace. He never runs out of favor. He never runs out of love for us. Grace is active, and it is absolutely personal. From Genesis to Revelation, we see the grace of God toward us, how he pursues us to heal us, to save us, and to give us life. The overarching theme of the New Testament is the grace of God that redeems us. Grace came down from glory to conquer death, hell, and grave. Grace conquered sin by Jesus Christ, who is the embodiment of grace. He embodied that unmerited favor who came down, amen, as a living sacrifice among those. I mean, although he had no sin, a sacrifice for us who had sin, because all sin is worthy of death. Amen. So he became that sacrifice, that embodiment of grace for us, that amazing, unmerited grace. Glory to God that he that knew no sin at all became sin for us. Amen. And he died for me and he died for you. Glory to God. So that we could be free from bondage. So that we could be free from the oppression of sinful living. Glory to God. By grace revealed, we are saved. It governs us by compounding favor upon favor. It equips us. It strengthens us. It restores us. It confirms us. It establishes us. It makes us rich. It is truly the manifestation of the love of God, his amazing unmerited favor. It is the reason we can go freely to the throne of grace. Note what it's called, the throne of grace, the throne of his unmerited favor, and freely we can pour out before God without, hallelujah, God so loved the world that he gave to those who were not worthy and could not pay. He gave to those who did not love him and pushed him away. He gave, knowing many would not receive him, nor would they believe. He gave. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He gave the gift that keeps on giving, life, and that more abundantly. He made himself to be sin, though he had no sin at all, nor was he capable of sinning, but he became that perfect sacrifice. Amazing, amazing, amazing grace, unmerited, because we were deserving of death. Oh, but he shined down his glory upon us. He loved us, his unmerited favor, hallelujah, moved upon us, and he gives us now access. That unmerited favor gives us access to the Almighty God, the creator of heaven and earth, the healer of every condition. Amen. The one who brought us the gift of salvation, and there is nothing too hard for him. And his only concern is us. We are his only concern. So he gives us his unmerited favor, and he compounds that unmerited favor over and over every day. Every day we're walking out of circumstances that we wonder, how in the world did that happen? How did that happen? That is impossible. And yet we see the unmerited favor of God raining on us, whether we know him or not. Oh, but those that do know him, hallelujah, he has imparted upon us a heritage. Oh, how sweet his amazing grace, a heritage whereby we can speak the words, no weapon that is formed against us can prosper. It shall not prosper because we are under, amen, the salvation. We have been made partakers, amen, of his spirit. We have invited him to live on the inside. We have made him our Lord and our Savior. Amen. So when he rains on us as the just, amen, he gives us greater because we have made him our Lord. We've made him our Savior. He came that we might have life and that more abundantly. And we are partaking of that life more abundantly even now as we live in the earth. And we shall see greater, amen, when we take our place in heaven. Glory to God, but if that's not you today, if you don't know him in the pardon of your sin, amen, you have been a partaker of his grace already because you are blessed to be among the living on today, which means God has been gracious to you. Glory to God. Amen. But today he is knocking at the door of your heart so that he can give you more. He has an abundance in his hand that he wants to impart to you today, that abundance of grace that you will not be able to share in until you belong to him and you are his alone, and he can get you by himself, and he can speak to you and begin to direct your life and show you who you were intended to be from the very beginning. Grace, unmerited grace, God's amazing grace glory to God for his amazing grace. Amen. If you're waiting and on pins and needles, waiting to find out how it is that you receive him, amen, just begin to repent today. Amen. That means you're going to go down and you're going to begin to speak to the Lord. And you're going to ask him for forgiveness for every sin that you have ever committed, and ask him to help you as you turn away from those things that you know already are not pleasing in his sight. Amen. And every day the Lord is going to show you something else that course, he's going to give you course corrections, and he's going to make it so that you are able to do it, because he's going to give you of his spirit. Amen. Peter said in Acts 2:38, as the men and brethren asked him, what shall they do to be saved? He said, repent. And he said, repent, glory to God, and repent and be baptized, amen, for the remission of sins. Repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of sins, every one of you, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord wants to be a part of your life. Amen. He wants to show you, amen, the abundance that you have not been able to attain on your own. And some of you, God has blessed you with such grace, and you already have such natural abundance. Your heart is empty and it is void, and it is because there's a space in your heart that was only intended for the Spirit of God. Nothing else can live there but the Spirit of God. So that emptiness that you feel, it's because the Spirit of God is not present there. Amen. As you repent, invite him in. Oh, Lord God, I invite you into my space. I invite you into my life. I invite you into my decisions. I invite you into my everything. Into my job, into my family, into my marriage, into my everything. I want you to be my all in all. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Be my help. Be my strength. Be my provision. Oh, God, be my hope. Be my faith. Be mine. Just be mine, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, he will do just that. If your heart is true, your heart is sincere, the Lord is stepping into it right now in the name of Jesus. He's doing it. Amen. And anytime the Spirit of the Lord comes in, a change takes place. It's something when the extraordinary God, the God of heaven, amen, steps into a mortal life. He that is immortal and all-powerful steps into the life of a mortal. Things change all around you. Your perspective changes. Your perception changes. Your environment changes. Your life changes. And he will show you, amen, how to be rich. Oh, glory to God. And I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about a richness, amen, that money cannot touch. And yeah, he'll give you money too. He'll give you things. Oh, yes, as you delight in the Lord, those things that you desire, the Lord will give them unto you. But he said to seek first the kingdom of God and all his rights and all those other things that you have need of, those things you've been asking for, those things you've been longing for, the Lord will give you just that. Amen. If you need a godly wife, a godly husband, if you need your children to be blessed, if you need a new job and all those things, they're in the palm of the hand of God Almighty. Amen. He is rich in houses and lands. There is nothing that he lacks. Everything is in the palm of God Almighty's hand, and everything is in his control. So if your life, amen, is out of control, if it's spinning, amen, and you can't make that whirlwind stop, amen, call on Jesus. He answers prayer. And he said, whosoever shall call upon his name, they shall be saved. Call on Jesus today. Repent. Amen. And find yourself a full gospel church. Amen. That is teaching and preaching about Jesus Christ. Amen. And they will be able to direct you in holy living and how you ought to go before the Lord. Amen. And make it a habit to have a conversation with God each and every day. Amen. And that's what we do. It's called prayer. That's how we communicate with the Lord. We pray and we talk to him each day, and we wait him to talk back to us, to direct us, to show us, and even to illuminate his word before us. Open up your Bible and begin to read and understand who this is that you just received. Begin to understand the Lord of your salvation. Amen. Begin to know him. He is now your Lord. If you said yes to the Lord, he said yes to you. God bless you and God keep you. God anoint you. Dwell now in his amazing, extraordinary His amazing grace. Hallelujah. Let the extraordinary truth envelop your life. Amen. As he blesses you from one end to your existence to the next. As he blesses your family and every move that you make because you said yes. Amen. Praise God for his amazing grace. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you.